WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Parents of 5th through 8th grade students in the Bryan School District have been asking about the future of the Inquire and Odyssey Advanced Academic Programs. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the school board last night who will be hosting what when new building alignments begin in the fall of 2017.
Our recommendation really is basically to let y'all know we're going to leave Odyssey at SFA, and so that would be pre-Odyssey at Sam Rayburn Middle School in 2 years, in Odyssey at SFA. You have Inquire at Jane Long right now. Currently, we will continue to keep our pre-Inquire program at Jane Long and move Inquire over to Davila.
Dr. Wallace says the recommendations followed meetings with the district's Parent Leadership Council and teachers. Time is running out for Bryan residents to suggest to city officials where traffic needs to slow down. City consultant Gary Schott says they've heard from those who live around Blinn College and along streets with few traffic controls. Schott says requests that are approved will be developed for future funding.
We'll develop a mitigation plan. There's a petitioning process that accompanies the mitigation plan. And then we will tell you yes or no you got funded. And if you didn't get funded, where do you rank relative to everybody else?
More information about Bryan's local area traffic management plan or traffic calming and where you can suggest locations for reducing speed limits is online at WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Transportation estimated a new set of freeway on and off ramps in College Station would be open around the first of the year. The latest completion date is in mid-April.
It's been a month since TxDOT estimated it would be 2 weeks to complete new freeway on and off ramps in the northbound lanes between Emerald and Southwest Parkways. With little of any activity taking place over the last 4 weeks, a check with the district office says the delay will last at least another 3 weeks. The reason is an issue with making signs, which is not related to recent changes in federal regulations on the type of lettering that must be used. After the signs are installed, construction will begin on new ramps affecting southbound traffic, something that's supposed to take 3 months to do. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County commissioners have been taking action on streets and residential developments south of College Station. Today, a vote is scheduled to ban through truck traffic on a portion of Nantucket Drive and all of Harpers Ferry Road. Last week, a resident of the Nantucket subdivision, Marie Wolf, asked the county to extend a neighborhood street.
Put forward the necessity, and I know Commissioner Wasserman is working on this, a contract that will extend Mesa Verde out to 6. And that's for the safety of Indian Lakes as well as Nantucket. We have a large amount of big trucks that go steaming through our development.
Commissioners were not allowed by state law to respond to the request because it was not on the agenda, but commissioners did approve a contract to improve 3 streets in the Indian Lakes subdivision, including Indian Lakes Drive. An armed robbery yesterday morning in one College Station motel room resulted in 3 arrests at a Bryan hotel. Police say this happened just after 5 a.m. at the Manor House on Texas, south of Southwest Parkway. 2 men and a woman were stopped in a pickup located outside the Hilton Garden Inn across University from Veterans Park. The victim was not injured, and police recovered and returned the stolen property. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 47 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Superior. For a limited time only, we're offering no interest with equal payments until January 2021 on any qualifying Trane system. Or get a $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice. So call Superior for details or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Superior or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions. Here's a question for Texas cotton growers. You willing to give up $81 an acre? Well, that's what you'd be doing chasing some shiny trait instead of planting FiberMax. Doesn't make sense. Not when FiberMax keeps delivering high quality and high yield year after year. We're talking an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. Give that up? Now, why would any Texan want to do that? Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Good morning. It's 7:10, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, give them a call today, and they can have your stuff delivered to you tomorrow, not just here in Bryan College Station, but in Huntsville and Brenham, too.
There's a wind advisory. It's in effect from noon today through 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. Sunshine and becoming rather gusty today. Temperatures up to 75. We'll have mostly cloudy, breezy weather tonight. There may be a stray shower overnight, mild 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers for tomorrow, highs near 80. Showers and thunderstorms, breezy 55 tomorrow night. Turning partly to mostly sunny, breezy and 65 to 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the A&M women's basketball team falling out of the NCAA tournament. A&M men's baseball gearing up for a game today against A&M Corpus Christi. The golf team is in action and sitting in fourth place so far, and more coming up in sports about 7:50 or so.
All right, so so Apple unveiled their new something or another. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So they're okay. Phone lit.
Okay, yeah, a little phone-appity. So a 4-inch device with a design that largely resembles your iPhone 5S. While it looks like the 5S, it's the new iPhone SE, and it has they completely overhauled the inside guts of the thing. So there you are.
Okay.
It's supposed to be as fast as anything on, you know, Earth. For now.
We're giving you less, but we're charging you less, so you'll like it.
Exactly. I mean, you get better photo things. They got a faster ID, a touch ID fingerprint sensor.
It does not have the 3D touch, which was new to the 5S.
Yeah. So now
or
is that,
6.
Is that fingerprint thing, is that mandatory now or something?
No.
Or it was a recent upgrade?
That was when it came out on the 5, it was a big deal because you could use your fingerprint to get in instead of a key code.
Well, apparently, I don't know, my wife's phone got some sort of an upgrade last week, and so now she either can or has to use her thumb. I'm not sure how that works. And so, Apple says that they've improved the phone's battery life as well, be able to surf the internet for up to 12 hours on 3G, and if you're on LTE, up to 13 hours on Wi-Fi. So, wow. Okay. Cost. Oh, yes, the cost. $399. That's for the 16 gig. $499 for the 64 gig. I mean, we just say that like that's not a big deal. You know what I mean? God, that just bothers me amazingly.
Well, yeah, I was talking to someone the other day trying to explain, you know, look, the thing you're carrying around in your pocket has more computing power than what we put on the moon.
Yeah.
By a bunch.
Apple unveiled a smaller 9.7-inch version of their iPad Pro. Weighs a little bit under a pound. See, that's what we were talking about the other day. Is that a worthwhile deal? Is that really going to make it in the marketplace? They knocked $100 off their iPad Air 2. So, all that to tell you this, we've now quantified the amount of stress that you go under when you have a slow internet speed. I know it's a shocking discovery that researchers believe that slow internet speeds actually make your heart race. The report comes from Ericsson. If you don't know who Ericsson is, they're a mobile broadband company, so they're figuring they'll get a benefit out of this deal. But here's what they say. They claim that mobile content delays, on average, will spike your heart rate by 38%. And when a video rebuffers, oh my God, how dare, your heart rate goes up from 19 to 34%. It says just a 2-second delay in loading that YouTube cat video will raise your stress by 3%. And if that delay is doubled to a breath-holding 6 seconds, half the study participants experienced a 20-point jump in their stress level.
I believe it. It's usually because the video is playing, you're about 10 seconds in, and as the...
Right.
Just like that.
So if this is correct, even though you're watching something that's funny or adorable or whatever, you know, your body goes crazy. The internet stinks all of a sudden. Hello?
You know, we complain about the price of the phones now.
Yeah.
But back in the day, how much was it to rent the phone for all that time?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, when the Princess phone came out, it was like $59, you know, which was a lot of money or whatever. But yeah, but the whole world's changed when it comes to that. And you can go to almost any place and get a phone. But I don't know. I mean, if you spend all day with really slow internet speed, do you go home in a bad mood? Are you nasty to your coworkers because the internet is slow? I mean, really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I mean,
when we get slowdowns up here, Patrick's just almost unbearable.
Yeah, I know. Well, he can be that way, but he's different because, you know, he's kind of geekzoid. But I'm just saying, we've talked about this before, the difference in what you have at home and what you have at your office can have a big effect on you as well. What I hate is being out in public, and I'm thinking, why can't my phone load this site, you know? Why does that take so long?
Because there's, you know, 90,000 other people at Kyle Field.
Yeah, no, I forget where I was yesterday, and I was just thinking, is this ever going to load? And I know, first world problems,
uh-huh.
Right?
Without question.
Yeah. All right, cops in Sweden say a group of thugs blew up a building in an attempt to get to the money from an ATM. Police got word of the explosion at 3 in the morning on Monday, sent a bomb squad to secure the area. Again, this is in Sweden. Nobody was injured in the blast, but two walls of a brick building housing the machine were obliterated. It's unknown whether the ATM actually contained any money at the time. Dang. So far, no suspects have been arrested. Incident still investigated.
Are those the practice strips that we talked about yesterday?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So we got that going on. So Donald Trump apparently paused in his news conference yesterday at the site of his new hotel in D.C. to conduct an impromptu job interview.
It was rebuffering?
Oh, yeah? Of course. The woman interviewed on stage was wearing a media badge, identified herself as a 9/11 survivor and a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. Before asking Trump whether he planned to conduct any special veteran hirings at the new hotel, he said, "Do you mind if I do a job interview with you right here?" She then came up on stage, answered a few brief questions about herself and her interests in being directed to somebody who's in charge of hiring at the hotel.
Okay.
See if that works.
Okay. Well,
just I thought we'd bring some
interesting way to go about getting a new job.
Well, I'm guessing that's the real world, right?
No,
that's,
I guess.
Well, because I wanted to separate that from the anger that we get with slow internet connections, okay? People wanting to blow up a building just to get to an ATM. And now the real story for this half hour at 7:18 is the Taco Bell Quesalupa as cheesy as it looks on the commercials.
No.
No.
Oh, wow.
But it's still good.
It's okay.
Wow.
I never went back after the first time. I never tried it again after the first time.
All right. Well, what was it that, okay, so, all right, so now let's have a debate here.
There's no debate. It's
well, no. Well, what is it? Well, it's terrible.
Yeah.
All right, but now, Patrick, apparently Kevin likes it all right.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, no, but let's talk about it. Let's have a little focus group here for a second. What is it? What is it about the Quesalupa that you don't like, Patrick?
It's pretty much cold and bready.
Okay. All right, and then, Kevin, what is it that you do like about it?
It tasted good.
Well, I mean, is cold and bready? Is that?
Mine was warm and kind of gooey.
All right. Now,
I can't help that Patrick goes to the bad Taco Bell.
Okay.
Now wait. Is it drive-through or across the counter?
Drive-through.
Okay.
Across the counter.
Ah. So you don't know how long it might have been sitting there.
No, I don't.
Okay. Now,
why are you bitter, Patrick?
Is that an age differential situation we're talking about here? You would default to the car as opposed to Kevin, who would default for the over-the-counter service?
No, and I like to go in. That used to be a rule of mine. I wouldn't get fast food unless I went in.
Okay.
But I changed that. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
too busy.
The biggest highlight of the Taco Bell Quesalupa is the vast amount of cheese that is cooked within the actual taco shell itself.
Yes.
Now, that is at least how the fast food restaurant has presented one of the newest additions in printed advertisements and commercials.
You're not going to tell me there's wood pulp in their cheese, are you?
Well, when the shell is broken apart, numerous strings of cheese are usually seen stretching from inside of it, just like your cheesy mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
When they're warm like they're supposed to be. But the mixed reaction to the Taco Bell Quesalupa on Twitter shows that the taco may not consistently deliver exactly what you want from a cheesiness standpoint.
Yeah.
Now, is that something that is manufactured, or do they do that at the store?
Manufactured. It would have to be, because it's in the shell.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
They wouldn't trust all their partner franchises to do this.
It's like the guts of a Twinkie.
Okay. In other words, you don't want an 18-year-old to make the decision as to how cheesy
exactly.
The quesalupa is going to be. All right.
We're intellectualizing this. You realize that.
Excuse me. How many people want to talk about this, but they don't? You know what I'm saying?
They have their one quesalupa like I did and never return.
Exactly. This is a public service as far as I'm concerned, that we have some sort of a clearinghouse or sharing of knowledge here, because this is back and forth. Twitter is just like, boom, that's it. And they say it, and then they're done. So what do they have to do to bring people back?
I'm hoping that Taco Bell hears this and says, hey, we've increased the cheesy, double the cheese.
Ah, well, that could happen.
Or we're paying attention to how much makes it into each one. I might give it a second
try. Okay. Well, and while we're on this is Yum Brands, is that correct?
Yes.
Is that right? That's Taco Bell, one of their others. News not so good. A chicken-eating contest that was held at a branch KFC in Indonesia was canceled after a 45-year-old man choked to death on the last chicken wing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good publicity. So, anyway, see, so the good and the bad for the Yum folks today, and they can make your determinations consistent. The contestants were competing for $7,600. Okay. Finally, on our fast food segment, 18-year-old Devin Washington was just looking for a job last Saturday when he went to interview at a Popeyes in New Orleans. He got the job, but also became a hero when he stopped an alleged robbery in mid-interview.
At some point, do you get a promotion then before you start
on
that one?
Really?
Because I think so.
According to the statement from the NOLA police, the suspect allegedly asked the cashier to give him change of a bill and then grab money from the open register before bolting out the door. As he approached the door, the suspect allegedly tried to push the store manager out of the way, but that's when Devin, former high school football player, 6'5", 297, cut him off and basically engulfed him in a reverse bear hug. Suspect allegedly dropped the cash while Washington restrained him for several minutes until police arrived. And needless to say, the 18-year-old got his job. Nice job there. 723.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggie Lane Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
724, it doesn't matter how old you are, how many times you've done that, you go into a jewelry store, and you kind of feel like you're a fish out of water. It's not a world that you live in all the time, like they do at David Gardner's. You want to get just the right thing. That's what you're looking for. Maybe a design, maybe a particular kind of stone or stones, whether you want one big stone or a lot of little ones, different colors, whatever. Price, obviously, has something to do with it as well. All those factors kind of put you in a situation where you don't exactly know what to ask for. Not exactly sure what you're going to look for. Well, David Gardner's a long time ago, Dave and Julie realized what we do is we need to have people who can answer those really basic questions. That's, what are you looking for? You have something particular in mind. What's your budget? And once you address those things, really can kind of get put at ease, because there's nothing better than leaving with just exactly what you're looking for, even though you weren't sure about it when you walked in. And David Gardner's has a vast selection for you to choose from. Remember also, you can default to something like a Rolex watch, since they're an authorized Rolex dealer. They'll be glad to help you with that as well. And by the way, if you or you know somebody who's having a special day coming up, their biggest day, their wedding day, remember that David Gardner has a special website called Where Aggies Get Engaged. There's one side for male, one side for females. Answers all your questions. That's David Gardner's 911 University.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 26th, it's all about range and pasture grasses. We'll discuss identification, value, and how to produce more of the right species this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning at 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Quite a windy day today. Wind advisory in effect actually starting about noon, going until 1 in the morning. We're talking gusts up to 35 miles an hour today. High temperature about 75 or so, 62 for a low tonight, and the winds will stay up at about 30 tonight. Now, tomorrow, we have a chance of some breezy conditions as well, and a high temperature around 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, there'll be a wind shift, a 50-50 chance of showers to go along with that. Low will probably be about 53 or so. And on Thursday, sunshine comes back. It'll still be breezy, but this time it'll be out of the north. High temperature will be 67. And then heading on toward the weekend should be nice. Friday, we've got 70 in sunshine, about 76 on Sunday, and on Saturday and on Sunday, about 71 for our high. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 86% relative humidity. We have 48 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Loretta Lynch, Obama's attorney general, recently testified at a Senate hearing. Something said there received very little attention in the media, probably by design. Rhode Island Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse asked her if there had been Obama Justice Department discussions about pursuing civil action against climate change deniers. The senator revealed the leftist strategy to actually prosecute political opponents of the man-made global warming hoax. He accused the fossil fuel industry of fraudulently pretending not to understand global warming science. He pointed out that under Bill Clinton, the Justice Department used RICO statutes to prosecute the tobacco industry. Senator complained that under Obama, the DOJ has done nothing so far about the climate denial scheme. Now, instead of Loretta Lynch warning Senator Whitehouse that his question raised red flags, given that we have a First Amendment here, the Attorney General actually said, "This matter has been discussed. We have received information about it, and we have referred it to the FBI to consider whether or not it meets the criteria for which we would take action." Just last week, liberals said Loretta Lynch would make a great Obama Supreme Court nominee, yet she's plotting with a Democrat senator who wants to prosecute political opponents and legal businesses for their disagreement on climate theories. These liberal Democrats are radical extremists who want to quash all dissent. Who do you think might be their first target?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. The cell phone companies can charge $11 a month for phone insurance, plus up to $199 deductible. When you break your phone, Square Trade family protection plans are less than $5 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurion total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. When the Bryan School District starts new intermediate and middle schools in the fall of 2017, the Inquire and Odyssey Advanced Academic Programs will continue. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the school board last night, following meetings with the district's Parent Leadership Council and teachers, the Inquire brand will remain at Jane Long and Odyssey at Sam Rayburn when those buildings become 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools.
Listening to the people, there's no sense in moving programs and moving schools and moving people around for moving's sake. So we're just going to leave it alone as is. One of the examples was if a student is in 5th grade now or even in 6th grade and was in Inquire Odyssey, and you switched them, they're moving schools, and it's not what we're about.
In the fall of 2017, the 7th and 8th grade Odyssey program will be at Stephen F. Austin, and the 7th and 8th grade Inquire program will be at Davila Middle School. An extended delay on completing new freeway on and off ramps in College Station is due to an issue with manufacturing signs.
But the Texas Department of Transportation District Office in Bryan says that is not related to recent changes in federal regulations on the type of lettering that must be used. This delay means completion of the new northbound ramps between Emerald and Southwest Parkways, originally set for around the first of the year, but delayed until mid-February due to heavy rainfall, has been pushed back to mid-April. Once that is done, construction will begin on new ramps affecting southbound traffic, which is supposed to take 3 months, weather permitting. Meantime, freeway traffic in Bryan and the northbound lanes between Old Reliance and Highway 21 will be affected by construction of new ramps until at least July. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Local area traffic management, or traffic calming, is giving Bryan residents an opportunity to reduce speed limits.
People can fill out a one-page form, submit it to the city. We'll come out and take a look at your street, and within 6 months, we'll tell you yes or no you're eligible for the program. And if you're not, we'll tell you why.
City consultant Gary Schatz says they will consider requests from individuals who live on the affected streets.
HOAs cannot request for all the streets in their neighborhood, especially if no one lives on that street. And that makes sense because if I live five neighborhoods away, but I want something done on your street in your neighborhood, how do I have standing? There's a lot of people who kind of want to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's why the program only accepts requests from people who live or work along that street.
Online at WTAW.com is a link to the City of Bryan's webpage where you can suggest locations for reducing speed limits. Last week, Brazos County Commissioners approved an agreement to improve three streets in the Indian Lake subdivision south of College Station. Today, commissioners will take up a request to ban through truck traffic on Harper's Ferry Road and a portion of Nantucket Drive. Commissioners were asked last week by a resident in the Nantucket subdivision, Marie Wolf, to extend Mesa Verde Drive to Highway 6.
We have a large amount of big trucks that go steaming through our development because of the development in Indian Lakes. And we have children that live on Harper's Ferry. We have no sidewalks. All our driveways enter onto Harper's Ferry.
Wolf went on to say Mesa Verde was planned as the only through street.
I look at Mesa Verde, and there's not one driveway that enters onto Mesa Verde. And that's for a reason, because that was planned as a through road. Our development was never planned to be a through road for anybody. It was meant to be a community road.
There was no response by commissioners, citing state law that prohibits comment on items not on the agenda. Last week's vote calls for improvements to be completed by the end of June on Indian Lakes Drive, Anasazi Bluff Drive, and Paleo Point. Two College Station men were arrested for an armed robbery early yesterday morning at a College Station motel. The victim told police 32-year-old Richard Powell III and 33-year-old Richard Metzer Jr. threatened him with a knife after they got inside his room at the Manor House Inn, located on Texas, south of Southwest Parkway. A woman who was with the victim then left with Powell and Metzer. Police found a pickup with the suspects and the woman outside the Hilton Garden Inn, located across University from Veterans Park. Police recovered and returned to the victim his pants, wallet, coat, car keys, and phone. The victim was not injured. Powell was also arrested for violating parole and on two warrants related to theft cases. According to online records, Metzer, who was also arrested for possession of a controlled substance and marijuana, has 22 arrests dating back to 2005. And the woman, 21-year-old Amy Goodson of Alabama, was arrested for marijuana possession. Near Fort Worth, the estranged wife of an internationally renowned pianist is arrested in the deaths of one of her 1 and 5-year-old children.
David Babcock with Benbrook Police announced the charges.
The Benbrook Police Department served two warrants of arrest on Sophia Zakankova for the charge of capital murder of a person under 10 years of age.
Right now, Zakankova remains hospitalized under a mental evaluation. She was found stabbed Thursday morning, and Babcock says investigators believe those stab wounds are self-inflicted. Zakankova is being held on $2 million bond. Outside Benbrook Police Headquarters, Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
Her estranged husband, Vadim Kolodenko, won the prestigious Flying Clyburn competition in 2013. He is not considered a suspect. The cause of death has not been determined. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 47 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news coming up at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having lived in Bryan College Station for over 45 years, I have watched the community grow and know that it is an exciting and challenging time in the real estate market. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, I have the tools, knowledge, and experience to guide you through the selling or buying process. I'm Chandler Arden. I've been here. I'll be here. I work where you live. 979-575-4019.
This Saturday, with the blustery winds, instead of sitting my kid in front of the TV, we went and made something, actually several somethings, at Mentors and Makers. At Mentors and Makers, you have a well-equipped shop at your disposal to make things they never even imagined possible. Families have the opportunity to make memories that last. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I found the coolest place to spend some time with my kiddo. It's at Mentors and Makers. My daughter and I learned to use a laser cutter, etched a picture of ourselves on an old scrap piece of wood that's now more like a keepsake and maybe even a Mother's Day present. The kids can spend the day learning, but in a fun way, how to use a laser cutter to make their very own creative works, or maybe even the ancient art of leather and woodworking. Learn first to 21st century skills at Mentors and Makers. The mentors are there to help. Oh, and by the way, you won't believe the Easter project they have planned for families. You'll never look at Holy Week the same, and your family will be using it to celebrate Christ's resurrection for years to come. Look for Mentors and Makers on Facebook and mentorsandmakers.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 979-218-2479 or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field site rentals.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder, and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
There's a wind advisory. It's in effect from noon today through 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. Sunshine and becoming rather gusty today. Temperatures up to 75. We'll have mostly cloudy, breezy weather tonight. There may be a stray shower overnight, mild 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers for tomorrow, highs near 80. Showers and thunderstorms, breezy 55 tomorrow night. Turning partly to mostly sunny, breezy and 65 to 70 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll roll with WTAW Sports here in just a bit with A&M basketball on the women's side being knocked out of the NCAA tournament. Baseball cranks up. They're number two in the country. They'll play A&M Corpus Christi. We'll have a preview a bit later, plus updates on the rest of your sports in just about 10 minutes.
All right. That's good. And you know?
Oh, God. We're going to die.
Yep.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
A little early for sports.
Well, yeah. Really? Thank you. And the reason we're going to die today is because we didn't yesterday.
Oh, we should have?
Yes, the second of two near-Earth comets should be visible to the naked eye when it zooms past Earth today.
Oh.
The other one paid a visit yesterday. See, you didn't even relook. That's why it was so windy. Whoosh,
right? Yeah. It was yeah. Cosmic wind?
Yes. The Tuesday comet was only discovered a couple of months ago. How does that work? I mean, are we looking out in space for these things that are 700 light years away and we don't see this thing? It's
see the forest for the trees.
You ever stub your toe in a dark room?
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. It. Oh. These things don't have a light source.
Okay. The Tuesday comet was only discovered a couple of months ago and was initially believed to be an asteroid. Scientists aren't sure of the nature of the relationship between the two comets. It's possible the Tuesday comet broke off from the one that we saw yesterday. If studies showed that the two comets are somehow related, it would provide an unprecedented scientific bonanza.
Kinfolk comets? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess so. We'll see. We won't know until it gets by here. I don't know what time. How can we see it with the naked eye?
I mean, look up?
Well, wait a minute. I'm thinking that if it's in broad daylight, we would have trouble seeing it, wouldn't we?
Oh, is it during the day?
Well, I don't know. Is it on
Man, that would be something else if you could see it in the middle of the day.
Well, you can look it up.
I might.
All right.
It's called the wind. It's not actually hitting the Earth. I'm not worried.
Well, look, they didn't even know where it was 2 months ago. I'm not sure they know where it's going.
Hey, if we know about it, we know it's not hitting the Earth. That's I've seen Deep Impact.
Oh, that's right. We sent Clint Eastwood out there to do it.
Was that the Morgan Freeman one?
I don't know. I can't tell. Fine. There have been so many of them.
Oh, you're thinking of Space Cowboys. Oh,
fine. I haven't seen any of them, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I just remembered that they did something where he got in a spacesuit. Hello.
And it's got to be a redneck comet. You know, it shows up unexpectedly, and it's only branched out one time.
I knew that somebody who worked in the astronomy department listened to us. I knew that. So according to researchers, older women who say talk shows and soap operas are their favorite TV programs tend to score more poorly on tests of memory, attention, and cognitive skills.
So people that watch soaps are stupid. Is that what they're saying?
Well, I'm wondering now, okay, soaps I get, all right? I understand what soaps are, or daytime dramas as they like to be called. What is a talk show on television? Explain to me
the
what
view,
wait. Okay, go ahead.
The View or The Chew or one of those,
all right.
I guess.
Or are we talking Dr. Phil?
Yes.
Or Jerry Springer?
Yes.
See, but those are two different kinds of shows. Granted, talk is the most important thing going on there. Now, what they're telling us, it's okay, doesn't mean that daytime television is a brain drain, they say. Since it's not clear that there's a direct relationship between the two, but the findings do point to some association between two choices that you make in the TV world and your intellectual function. And that could prove useful in evaluating older people for cognitive decline. Oh, come on. Is that where we're going with this? Grandpa was fine until he started watching Dr. Phil. Is that where they're trying to go with this?
Yes.
Well, you know, at some point, you think about it. Let's talk about your nighttime television watching habits. Do they ever change? Do you get to the point where you're just tired of watching fill in the blank and you move on to something else? First thing I can think of is Criminal Minds. I used to like that show.
Ah.
Man, that thing just got dark and weird. I mean, really dark and weird. I just soon not, you know, just soon not. So is that a change in my cognitive ability because I'm not watching that anymore?
I don't know. What are you cognating on?
Yeah, well, pretty lowbrow stuff. Right now. Mythbusters is gone, of course, but the myths that it busted will live on thanks to the Internet. MythResults.com will summarize all 271 episodes.
Oh, cool.
And will show you whether it's fact or fiction. Over 1,000 myths will be put to tests on Mythbusters.com.
That was one of my favorite shows.
Maybe they can see if Snopes really does fact-checking.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Hello?
Yeah, those soap operas have nothing on C-SPAN for brain drain.
Well, that's a good point.
According to National Geographic, in the early morning around on March 25th, Skywatchers can locate the brightening green comet of 252P Linear with binoculars.
Oh.
And where will it be?
It will pass through the tail of the constellation Scorpius.
Okay.
Which is where?
It's going to be close to the horizon. It looks like if there's an S, I'm going to guess that's south.
Okay.
So look south.
All right. And at what time?
It's that early morning.
Okay. Well, then we can all stand out on the balcony.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'll bring my Knox.
Okay. We'll go look at that. We'll ooh and ah at the green glow.
Apparently. Well, I'm seeing Mars and Saturn, and it's straight down the sky from that, towards the horizon.
Hello? Hello? Well, are we sure? Wait. Hello?
Operator error.
Hello. I listened to Charles Barkley this weekend and for 5 minutes, and I feel dumber.
Yeah.
Hashtag shut up, Charles.
Now, Charles is a character, okay? He plays a character on television, so, you know.
Hashtag shut up, Charles.
Okay. So if we go stand out on the balcony here at Crystal Park, okay, and then we see a green glow, okay, are we sure that that's the comet or is it just Brenham?
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Join us Easter Sunday, March 27th at First Baptist Bryan for the second annual Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a free event for the community where 30,000 eggs will be filled with goodies and dropped from a helicopter between our morning worship services. All children from newborn to sixth grade are invited to join the festivities to collect as many eggs as they can. Our traditional service will begin at 9 a.m. and Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service at 11. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you and your family to join us as we celebrate Operation Easter.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
We all want our children to excel, but for a lot of parents, good isn't good enough. They want their children to be superstars. And the biggest fear these moms and dads face is discovering that their kids are, well, ordinary. You'll know you struggle with that fear if you're worried every time your child's report card comes due, or when your son or daughter plays a sport or takes up an instrument. Every drop ball, flat note, or less than stellar grade serves as a reminder that your child isn't a sports hero, a music prodigy, or even a math Olympiad. He or she is just a normal, average kid. But really, what's so bad about being ordinary? The majority of families and communities aren't made of superstars. Our country has been built on the accomplishments of ordinary, average people who get up every day, work hard, and care about the people around them. Not every child will be a genius, a gifted musician, or an athlete. The good news is they don't have to be successful. If you really want your children to be standouts in life, teach them to be extraordinary in their character. As the old quote goes, good character is more to be praised than outstanding talent. And that's because superstar talent is rare. But anyone, even us ordinary folks, can build good character that lifts every circumstance in life. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Call 877-249-6988. Not only will you find the same channels for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD upgrade and premium movie channels free for 3 months. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And, of course, a free upgrade to a whole home DVR system. Call 877-249-6988. Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows streamed to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today. Call 877-249-6988. Limited time offer. Dish TV and internet requires separate 24-month commitments and credit qualification. DishNet not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Call 877-249-6988.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:50. The fourth seed Texas A&M women's basketball team took it on the chin, falling to 5-seed Florida State 74-56 last night in the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship second round action at Reed Arena. There is some good news, though. Senior Courtney Walker broke A&M school scoring record, surpassing Takiyah Starks, who played for the Aggies from 2005 to 2009. She had 18 points, giving Walker a total of 1,989 for her career. Now, as we learned in the men's game day before yesterday, anything can happen. The ladies were down 21 at the half, cut the deficit to 10 in the fourth. And here's A&M head coach Gary Blair.
The last quarter, we hold them for 2 for 15, and we were scoring a few baskets, but you got to score on every possession on the way back. And I kept thinking of the men's game, what they were able to do. We cut it down to 10. I think we still had 2 minutes to go. And I was trying to tell our kids that it can be done. But the difference is their veteran guards at the end of the game knew how to take care of the ball, and we couldn't get the steal or the trap. They made a couple of layups.
A&M's outgoing senior class finished their careers with a record of 97-39 with a 56-12 record at home. We'll hop over to the Diamond, where fresh off a series win against Auburn in their SEC opener, the number 2 A&M baseball team look to extend their 17-game home winning streak as they host Texas A&M Corpus Christi in a midweek challenge at Olsen Field. Here's Aggie skip Rob Childress on A&MCC.
We're knowing them on the schedule and haven't played them in a few years. Now, Scott Malone does a great job. They're coming off a series win over Nicholls State this weekend. And so that's where our focus is playing well against them. We'll start Stephen Kolick, and feel like we've got most guys available that we need out of the bullpen to keep it close and continue our offense, what we're doing offensively.
The Aggies have 7 players hitting over 300. Now on the pitching side, they lead the nation in shutouts. As Coach mentioned, freshman right-hander Stephen Kolick will get the ball for the Aggies versus senior right-hander Dalton Despain. First pitch with the Islanders is slated for 6:34, and all the action is on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On out of the links, where the A&M men's golf team opened up play at the Valspar Collegiate Invitational yesterday, owning 4th place after 36 holes of competition. The 16-over par for the tournament sits behind Texas, LSU, and Oklahoma State. In other NCAA tournament action from the Lone Star State, the number 2 Texas women advanced to the second straight Sweet 16 with a 73-55 win over number 10 Missouri. They'll play UCLA in the next round of the tournament. In the NBA, the Charlotte Hornets were the only team that's been able to derail the Spurs, at least in the last 6. They overcame a 23-point first-half deficit to knock off San Antonio 91-88. There has been some moving and shaking going on in basketball coaching world, especially here in the Lone Star State. Here's Roger Emmerich.
Jamie Dixon is leaving Pittsburgh to take over as head coach at his alma mater, TCU. Dixon led the Panthers to 11 NCAA tournament appearances in the last 13 seasons. Oklahoma State hires Stephen F. Austin coach Brad Underwood as its new coach. Underwood compiled an 89-14 record in 3 seasons with the Lumberjacks, who lost to Notre Dame 76-75 in the NCAA tournament. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And finally, we'll rack it up with some soccer, where Clint Dempsey is expected to play in his first game with the U.S. soccer team since October, when the national team plays in the World Cup qualifying match Friday in Guatemala. The 33-year-old Dempsey was left off the U.S. roster for qualifying matches in November Coach Jürgen Klinsmann cited the need to look for younger players. The match Friday is the first of a home-and-home. With two victories over Guatemala, the Americans would clinch, advancing to the final round of qualifying for the 2018 World Cup. The final six-team round kicks off in 2017. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Since spring has officially arrived, safe to say that we're not going to have any more cold weather? Well, probably, unless we have something unusual come along. But here's the deal. No matter what, if your windows aren't energy efficient, no matter what season we're in, they're not going to be efficient. They're not going to do what they should, which is keep that air that shouldn't be coming into your home out. So let the folks at Intercon come by and assess your windows, let you know if they can repair the existing windows you have or replace them. And maybe you know about all the windows in your home that aren't doing the job. Maybe you don't. But here's the deal. When you're dealing with Intercon, which is a local company, they make sure there's never any high pressure. They'll give you an estimate for the work that you want to find out about, and then they'll leave you alone. Never any high pressure because it's a fair price, it's a great product, and they've got tons of satisfied customers all across the Brazos Valley. Now, solar screens are something that we think about and talk about as we get on towards summer days. Also, just regular screens, regular window screens. They do those for you, too. If you got holes in the screen, the skeeters can come in, and that's not a good deal. So any of those needs, give them a call at Intercon. Let them come out and give you an estimate on the work to be done. That's Intercon, 823-3639.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And as we are talking about a lot of times now, sellers, because it's a good market for it. Little forgotten tips, hints, and suggestions. Things people may forget about before you sell.
Okay. Gosh. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what's popping to my mind right now, because I'm dealing with it, with it getting hot outside as quickly as it is already. We just had a couple of different properties. They were both investment properties where the tenants weren't changing out their air filter regularly. Right. So for them, it's not good news because they're paying higher utility bills. For the homeowner, it ended up costing them a lot of money because it completely froze up the system.
Yikes.
And they had to pay for that to be redone, which was well over $1,000. So then I'm sure the tenants lost their deposit. So if you're a homeowner, or you're a tenant, or a human being that lives in a domicile, please be sure to change your air filter on a regular basis to save money.
Find out more by going to carealestate.com.
Hello.
Hey, Trish. I was just going to see if you wanted to grab lunch, but it sounds like I caught you on vacation.
We are hanging out by the pool, but we're on vacation in our backyard, thanks to Pools by Brannon.
A personal oasis? Nice. How about I pick up lunch and vacation with you?
Perfect.
Call Pools by Brannon at 979-229-0071 and get ready to vacation anytime you feel like it in your own backyard. That's 229-0071. Write it down, put it in your phone, or memorize it. 229-0071.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I know you're saying, I haven't seen the Texas A&M Corpus Christi baseball team in years. Now's your chance. Oh, yeah, you get to see the home team, too. I got a pair of tickets, 695-1620. 695-1620, I know. First pitch at 6:30 tonight. 695-1620, got one pair of tickets. All right, so I don't know, was it maybe 3-4 months ago we had this revolutionary story about these adjustable desks that you could work at either sitting down or standing up, and how they'd done studies, and this was really a good deal. Once again, it proves no matter what we're talking about, you can find a study that poo-poos it.
Yes.
Workstations designed for standing up aren't doing much of anything to improve the health of the workers. A review of 20 different studies found that standing desks quote, simply aren't effective, unquote. And those treadmill desks and the other devices designed to keep us moving while we work only makes us stand up for 2 hours each day. Popular science says it's simply not enough activity to reverse the effects of a sedentary lifestyle. And I